Well, now, how do you follow that? So, you know, thinking about this service today, to me, what it really speaks to is what church is all about. I mean, church is more about this, you know, coming and getting here and having a good worship service. Really, the church is what we do. And this week, this mission trip, you know, it's very important to our church, but it's also important to what our heritage is, what our legacy is, and, you know, what's going to come after. Because when, you know, we've been talking about Apostle Paul, and I had planned on a message this morning, but I don't feel directed that way. But what I wanted to talk about was this. You know, when Paul was coming down to the very end of his life, what he was talking about in 2 Timothy chapter 4 was people. And he started talking about all these people. And he mentioned names and he, you know, he thanked them and everything like that. But what these people had done was to be a friend to him. They showed kindness to him. They kept the work of the church moving on. Now, as a church, that's where we are. It goes from generation to generation to generation. And what the Bible tells us is this, that in order for the message of Jesus Christ, in order for the teaching, in order for all we do as a church and reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is how it has to be done. From generation to generation to generation. So this morning on this platform, as a parent, grandparent, as a church member, as just a friend, what you saw on this platform today was your heritage and your legacy as being part of a church. Because without that, how does the work continue? How does it go on? Who's going to reach the next generation? Who's going to do the next mission trip? Who's going to tell that next person who needs Jesus Christ as their Savior? Who's going to share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ? So when Paul came down to the end of his life, and that's where he was in 2 Timothy 4, he was down to the very end. He understood that his life was complete, that his life was fixing to be taken from him. And we know what happened to Paul from tradition, that he was beheaded for his faith in Jesus Christ. And so what he's doing here is just thanking people who helped him along the way. And then here's what he's doing. He is encouraging a young man by the name of Timothy to carry on the work. Paul looked at his life this way, and he said this. He said, I've fought a good fight. He says, I've kept the faith. And he says, I have finished my course. You know, a lot of times when we think about coming down to the end, we think about the physical end of our life. But what I want you to think about today is this. What's going to be the spiritual end of your life? What's going to be the spiritual end of my life? You know, when Bernard Courtney was here and I first got here, one of the things Bernard liked to do was he liked to take me around to different churches where he had pastored. And so we would make those journeys, and one of the things Bernard wanted to do, he wanted to go to the cemetery so he could read to me the epitaphs on the tombstones. And I thought, well, you know, I like Bernard, so I'll go with him. That's not something, you know, you just want to do. So I'd go with him, and we'd read those epitaphs. And really what those epitaphs said was something about a person's life, you know, what this verse or what this person's life was all about. I read an article the other day about this lady in Scotland, and her husband had died. And she didn't want to spend a whole lot of money on an epitaph. She didn't want to spend a whole lot of money on his obituary. And so she goes to the newspaper and she says this. This put in there that Alistair Brown has died. And they said, now, you know, we've we've got a minimum here of words that you've got to put in this obituary. She says, well, that's all I want, just Alistair Brown died. They said, no, you got to put more words in there. She said, okay, put this. Volvo is for sale. Boy, I want more than that, don't you? But anyway, and think about all that we're doing here today. I really want you to think about the spiritual end of your life. What are you giving to the kingdom of God? What difference will your life and my life make when it comes down to eternity? What difference will it make? In doing a trip like this, and doing all we do here in ministry, and doing what we do as a church, every bit of that's important. And you know what God does? God blesses that. God honors that. And it keeps going from generation to generation to generation. Paul said, Timothy, I'm not going to be here much longer. He said, my departure is at hand. But Timothy, here's what I want you to do. I want you to carry on the work. I want you to fulfill your ministry. I want you to be faithful, just like I was faithful to the very end. And as a church, you know, we pray together, we work together, we fellowship together, we worship together, we do ministry together, and God has us here for a reason. And that reason is to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. If it's what we do here in Loudoun, if it's what we do on a mission trip, we do it to make a difference in the lives of others. And so again, you know, it just brings us back to the question, what difference will my life make to another person? Who is that next person that I need to be kind to? Paul, you know, when he came down to the end here, it's you know, you read this and you wonder, well, why is this in the Bible? You know what Paul's talking about here? He's talking about people who was kind to him, who helped him. He said, when I was in prison, you helped me. You remember me. When I went before all these judges, you know, you stood with me, things like that. He told Timothy, he says, now when you come, here's what I want you to do. He said, I want you to bring my coat, because he was cold in that prison. He said, bring my books. Bring the parchments. Bring stuff I can read. He said, but I need you here with me. He said, Luke is here with me. John Mark, if you can get John Mark to come, bring John Mark. But Timothy, I want you here too. Why? Because he needed them. As a church to each other, here's what we need to be. We need to be encouragers to each other. Paul needed those encouragers in his life. These young people who are on this platform today, you know what they need from us? They need encouragement. The adults that were here today on this platform, they need encouragement. People who are doing the work of the Lord here at this place, we need to encourage each other and pray for each other because of this. This is a never-ending story. The work of the church goes on, it goes on, it goes on. Now you think about how long the Apostle Paul had been dead. He died in about 69. And so you think about how many years have passed since then. But the work of the church goes on. Jesus Christ is not here in a physical body today. But you know how he's here today? In your life, in my life. You know what we are as a church? We're the hands of Jesus. We're the feet of Jesus. We're the mouth of Jesus. We're the eyes of Jesus. And that's what he wants us to be. So as a pastor today, I just want to say I'm very proud of y'all. I'm proud of the mission trips. I'm proud of the church and the way we support, you know, the effort here and prayers and giving and all that. I'm very proud of that and very thankful of that. And the thing that we need to remember is this, it's so important. All of us need to do what God has for us to do. Paul said this. He said, what my life is, he says, it's an offering. He said, my life is being poured out like a drink offering on the altar. You know what he meant by that? Here's what he meant. Paul understood that his life was not his own. That his life was placed here on this earth, that his body was placed here on this earth for a purpose. And for you, for me, for everyone here today, God has placed us here for a purpose. And the old question is this: what will be your spiritual epitaph? What will be my spiritual epitaph? You know what Paul wanted to hear? Well done, good and faithful servant to the very end. And that's where we all want to end. Let's do what we need to do for Him, for His glory, and for His honor. Let's stand, please, for invitation time. Lord, we just thank You today for the reports that were shared. We thank You for every person that went on this mission trip. Lord, we know that what they did this week will make an eternal difference in the life of some person. And Lord, we thank You for those who made this effort to go, those who took vacation time, those who made the sacrifices in order to go. And Lord, we're just so blessed to have this kind of unity and to have this kind of cooperation and people who are willing to do what was done this week. Lord, I thank You for those here in our church who made this trip possible. All of us can't go on a mission trip. But Lord, through giving, through prayer, through support, through encouragement, we make these trips possible. And Lord, is this part of being the church? It's fulfilling the great commission and going to all the world to preach the gospel, share the gospel in word and in deed to every person. Father, today I pray that You'd give us a heart of kindness. We all remember the words of encouragement. We all remember people in our lives, just like Paul did when he came down to the very end. We remember friends and we remember family. And that's so important. But we also remember kindness that people show to us. In our time of need, the kindness that people show, it's just so important. And Lord, I pray that's the kind of heart that we would have as a church. Father, we just pray today during this invitation time. If there's one person here who needs to come and receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior, that they would come. Paul told Timothy, he said, I want you to come before winter. What that means is we need to come before it's too late. For that person that needs to be saved today, I pray they would come before it's too late, while they have the opportunity. Lord, I pray that as believers that we would rededicate our lives to You, that we would determine in our heart and life that we're going to be servants and be used of You, that we're going to be faithful in our calling to the very end. We want to follow the example of the Apostle Paul, who followed the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, give us a heart of commitment and give us a heart of surrender today to do Your work and do Your will as a church. In Your name we pray. Amen. Let's sing together, please.